For the first time in her career, singer and pianist Diana Krall has recorded a disc that's not filled with interpretations of jazz standards. It's called The Girl in the Other Room, and it includes six songs Krall wrote with her husband, Elvis Costello. The album is released today, and Tom Moon has a review.
What happens when a jazz singer runs out of songbook? Ella Fitzgerald, who pretty much defined the art, recorded novelty numbers. Sarah Vaughan turned to Brazilian music. And more recently, Cassandra Wilson figured out ways to jazzify pop songs. Diana Krall decided to take control.
The girl in the other room, she knows by now there's something in all of her fears.
Krall wrote pieces you could imagine hearing in a ratty, worn-down hole in the wall, at last call, after some evergreen like Pennies from Heaven. Except her original songs aren't quite that straightforward.
She hears murmurs low. The paper is peeling. Her eyes staring straight at the ceiling. Maybe they're there. Or maybe it's nothing at all. As she draws lipstick smears on the wall, the girl in the other room, she powders her face and stares hard into her reflection.
Up to now, Krall's been focused on the typical jazz singer thing, interpreting and reimagining melodies that are somewhat familiar to her listeners. But on this album, she hangs on to the classic sound of the small jazz ensemble, which is a comfort zone, but loses the Tin Pan Alley trappings. She communicates lyrics written by her husband, Elvis Costello, in the more vulnerable language used by singer-songwriters.
The glitter on a paint and plaster face is covering desire and disgrace. We could be lovers, but no one suspects at all. Once you're inside that costume bowl, and now I'm sitting here before. I have the skill still to disguise my tears. Then as the magic starts to fade, I find myself abandoning the masquerade.
Krall lost her mother, then musical beacons Ray Brown and Rosemary Clooney within a matter of weeks. She says this experience inspired her to pursue her own original work. And clearly, Costello's presence in her life helped the process. But Krall did the hard part herself. She created a distinct mood, connecting her jazz and cocktail sensibility to more confessional music. It might just be the beginnings of a new songbook.
The album is The Girl in the Other Room by Diana Krall. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a boy here.